Just how big is this machine?
So have you stood next to the viaduct itself?
Linnea Laird is managing the tunnel for the Washington Department of Transportation.
Well, it's as tall as the viaduct, being just about 58 feet in diameter.
You get a different comparison from Matt Preedy of the DOT.
So it's roughly the same size as one of Washington State's largest Jumbo Mark II ferry boats.
One of the jumbo ferries.
One of the jumbo ferries, the largest ones, yeah.
So when it goes into the ground, it's like a jumbo ferry boat boring under the city?
Well, I guess that could be one way to look at it.
Except this ship is shaped like a cylinder. For now, the tunnel boring machine is in 41 pieces. This weekend, they'll unload those and then start assembling the machine in a pit in the ground near Pioneer Square. That'll take until July, and then it starts chewing away the earth under downtown. The nearly 2-mile journey will take over a year. The tunnel has to be wider than any in Europe or Asia because it's meant to carry those tall cargo trucks from the port, not just cars and minivans. By the way, the biggest diameter in the world belongs to the I-90 tunnel in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, which used traditional excavators, not a tunnel boring machine. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.